Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo, and we're reading through the Bible, and we're on the fourth chapter of Genesis. Let's all go up to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to bless this tape and to bless everyone involved in it, and to bless and open up your ears, your spiritual ears, and your spiritual mind, the mind of your spirit, to receive everything that is given in this chapter for you to know, to learn, and to build your recovery in the Lord. For God, we ask it, Holy Father God, in the name of Jesus. And everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, go ahead.
Genesis chapter 4, King James Version, verse 1. And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Commentary, Cain, Abel, and Seth. Verse 1. Now Adam slept with his wife, Eve, and she became pregnant. When the time came, she gave birth to Cain, and she said, quote, with the Lord's help I have brought forth a man. King James Version, verse 2. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Commentary, verse 2. Later, she gave birth to a second son and named him Abel. When they grew up, Abel became a shepherd, while Cain was a farmer. King James Version, verse 3. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. Commentary, verse 3. At harvest time, Cain brought to the Lord a gift from his farm produce. King James Version, verse 4. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof.
You notice it says firstlings, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that means several lambs. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Now, also, this was very offensive to the Lord because these offerings were supposed to be symbolic of the Savior, the Messiah, Jesus. And it had to be a lamb, not vegetables, because vegetables don't have the virtue of blood that would be symbolically shed for the sins of the world by God's only begotten Son. And so naturally, this is very offensive to God. He should have taken some of his produce and gave it, sold it to Abel, or swapped him for some lambs so that he could bring an acceptable offering, one that's symbolic of the Messiah that would come to the world to save all humanity that would accept, who would receive him. Okay, so go ahead.
King James Version, verse 4. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering.
So it says firstlings. These are the lambs without blemish. They have to be symbolic of God's Son, who was without sin. Then what?
Commentary, verse 4. While Abel brought several choice lambs from the best of his flock, the Lord...
You never want people that don't want to give you some slop as a donation to the church. Don't receive it, because people are not going to get any reward from the Lord for slop or something that's worn out and used. You're supposed to give the best of everything that you have to the Lord if you want to be blessed by Him. You give something, the Lord says, would you take this slop and offer it to the governor of the state or to the mayor of your city? Would they not be offended? So it has to be the firstlings, the very best of your flock, the very choice ones. Otherwise, don't do it, because all you're doing is offending the Lord. Then what else?
Commentary, verse 4. The Lord accepted Abel and his offering. King James Version, verse 5. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Commentary, verse 5. but he did not accept Cain and his offering. This made Cain very angry and dejected. King James Version, verse 6. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? Commentary, verse 6. Why are you so angry? The Lord asked him. Why do you look so dejected? King James Version, verse 7. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Commentary, verse 7. Quote, you will be accepted if you respond in the right way. But if you refuse to respond correctly, then watch out! Exclamation mark. Sin is waiting to attack and destroy you, and you must subdue it. King James Version, verse 8. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. Commentary, verse 8. Later, Cain suggested to his brother Abel, quote, Let's go out into the fields. And while they were there, Cain attacked and killed his brother. King James Version, verse 9. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Commentary, verse 9. Afterward, the Lord asked Cain, quote, Where is your brother? Where is Abel? I don't know, Cain retorted. Am I supposed to keep track of him wherever he goes? King James Version, verse 10. And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Commentary, verse 10. But the Lord said, quote, What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground! Exclamation mark. King James Version, verse 11. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. Commentary, verse 11. You are hereby banished from the ground. You have defiled with your brother's blood.
You're banished from the ground that you defiled with your brother's blood. You defiled the ground, so you're banished from it. You defiled the ground with your brother's blood. Okay? Then what?
King James Version, verse 12.
Now read the entire curse.
Okay.
If it takes three verses, whatever, and says so that it makes sense. Okay?
Yes. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me.
Okay.
Okay. Commentary, verse 12 through 14. No longer will it yield abundant crops for you.
Yeah, no longer will the land yield bumper crops for you. Okay, read it again.
No longer will it
yield... This is God speaking, all right?
Quote, no longer will it yield abundant crops for you.
Will it, the land, yield bumper crops for you? Then what else?
No matter how hard you work! Exclamation mark. From now on, you will be a homeless fugitive on the earth, constantly wandering from place to place. Cain replied to the Lord, quote, My punishment is too great for me to bear! Exclamation mark. You have banished me from my land and from your presence. You have made me a wandering fugitive. All who see me will try to kill me! Exclamation mark. King James Version, verse 15. And the Lord said unto him, Therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold.
And why is that? Because God said, vengeance is mine. This man is going to go to hell, and that's enough punishment for him. And anyone that tries to do the punishing for me, well, it's going to, you're condemnation on Cain will come upon you seven times. So you'll be cursed seven times worse than Cain. Okay, you understand?
Yes.
And then what?
And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. Commentary, verse 15. The Lord replied, quote, they will not kill you, for I will give seven times your punishment to anyone who does. Then the Lord put a mark on Cain to warn anyone who might try to kill him. King James Version, verse 16. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. Commentary, verse 16. So Cain left the Lord's presence and settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden. King James Version, verse 17. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived, and bare Enoch, and he builded a city, and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. Commentary, verse 17. Then Cain's wife became pregnant and gave birth to a son, and they named him Enoch. When Cain founded a city, he named it Enoch after his son. King James Version, verse 18. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mehujael, and Mehujael begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Lamech. Commentary, verse 18. Enoch was the father of Irad. Irad was the father of Mehujael. Mehujael was the father of Methusael. Methusael was the father of Lamech. King James Version, verse 19. And Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other, Zillah. Commentary, verse 19. Lamech married two women, Ada and Zillah. King James Version, verse 20. And Ada bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. Commentary, verse 20. Ada gave birth to a baby named Jabal. He became the first of the herdsmen who live in tents. King James Version, verse 21. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. Commentary, verse 21. His brother's name was Jubal, the first musician, the inventor of the harp and flute. King James Version, verse 22. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. Commentary, verse 22. To Lamech's other wife, Zillah, was born Tubal-Cain. He was the first to work with metal, forging instruments of bronze and iron. Tubal-Cain had a sister named Naamah. King James Version, verse 23. And Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech. Hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. Commentary, verse 23. One day Lamech said to Ada and Zillah, listen to me, my wives. I have killed a youth who attacked and wounded me. King James Version, verse 24. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold.
In other words, if anyone that kills Cain gets seven times his punishment, everyone that tries to kill me shall get 77 times more punishment, because when a man was trying to kill me, and he wounded me, and I killed him, that anyone would kill me trying for me to try to defend myself, they get 77 times more punishment than Cain. Okay? Then what?
Commentary verse 24. If anyone who kills Cain is to be punished 7 times, anyone who takes revenge against me will be punished 77 times.
Yeah, they'll be avenged 77 times. All right, then what?
King James Version, verse 25. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. Commentary, verse 25. Adam slept with his wife again, and she gave birth to another son. She named him Seth, for she said, quote, God has granted me another son in place of Abel, the one Cain killed. King James Version, verse 26. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Commentary, verse 26. When Seth grew up, he had a son, and named him Enosh. It was during his lifetime that people first began to worship the Lord.
I'd just like to add a little something here. It's, you know, the people today are crying out that they don't want to have the death penalty any longer. It isn't bad enough that we're living in a lawless society where people are committing fornication and adultery, and they feel that there's no condemnation for it, and that they're being homosexuals and lesbians marrying one another, and there's no condemnation for that, and the government just backs it right up. This is a lawless government, and that they just slap people on the wrist for murder. Some people they send to the gas chamber, but some people, or they give them the needle, and some people they give them 5 years in the penitentiary. And you've got a whole rash of people, government-wise, that are doing every evil thing on the face of this earth. Now they're saying that there shouldn't be a death penalty. Well, I'd say that the lawless society is bad enough as it is right now. If we don't have laws that will punish people that murder with the death penalty, then we're really into a lawless society, and people will be killing people like flies, because there's a lot of evil, wicked people on the face of this earth now, and we don't want to see them destroy punishment for sin. And they say that it's inhumane, but it is Bible. It's the law that if somebody murders somebody, it's one of the big Ten Commandments to not murder anybody, and if they murder someone, they have to pay the price. And some people feel that it's more inhumane to lock somebody up for life, and some people feel it's more humane. Forget about what you think is humane or inhumane. We have to go by what the Lord says. This is a lawless society. It's the society of the beast, the devil himself. And so we need to make sure that the death penalty stays intact for people that murder people. As I said before, if we don't, there'll be more murders than we can handle. And this is also a bad thing, too. When a murderer murders somebody, the spirit of that person many times comes back to haunt the person, and they never have a day of peace for the rest of their lives. But that isn't punishment enough. What the Lord said here is different than when the law came into it appeared with Moses. He said that if a person murders somebody, that they shall die. They shall surely die. And that's what the Lord says, and we better do what he says, or we're going to be in more trouble than we are today. And that goes for different presidents and kings and queens that decide that they shall bomb cities where there's innocent men, women, and children. You're murderers. You plan to murder people. And people that you don't even know. Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo, and that was chapter 4 of the book of Genesis, and we'll, God willing, be doing chapter 5 tomorrow evening. Praise the Lord.